Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Picture an average on-street parking space and try to guess the square footage. Would it shock you to hear it's about 200 square feet? There are apartments in the North End that aren't much bigger than that. Well, tomorrow, a number of communities in our area will, for just one day, reconsider what they might do with all that space. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa is here to tell us about all that wishful dreaming. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Sasha. So this is something that actually started in San Francisco in 2005, and it's called Parking Day, with the ing in parentheses. And it's a day when all the walking and the biking and the transit advocates all get to take over a certain number of parking spaces in a city, and they literally turn them into little 200-square-foot parks, and that's what's happening tomorrow.
Hmm. Is it happening all over or just in certain neighborhoods?
Brookline and Cambridge are both participating this year, and I think some Harvard medical students are doing some spots in Longwood. Cambridge is interesting because they're doing it in conjunction with a program called City Smart, which they're piloting in North Cambridge right now. You know, there's plenty of non-car commuters in Cambridge. Cambridge actually has the second highest rate of people who walk to work in the nation behind New York.
Maybe because it can be so hard to drive in Cambridge depending on what neighborhood you live in.
Indeed. But there are certainly more cars the further north you go, and the city is really trying to do some outreach to get more of those people commuting by alternative means. So they're doing Parking Day tomorrow in the Porter Square area. And I got a little preview from a couple of the organizers.
My name is Stephanie Anderberg, Transportation Demand Management Planner with the City of Cambridge.
I'm Jasmine Landmark, City Smart Outreach Coordinator. These spaces are generally $1 an hour, and you can store your private vehicle on them. Is that the best use of this space? Is that a cheap price for this space? What else could be going on right here?
Indeed, what else could be going on? And what will be going on Friday?
Right here in Porter Square, we're going to have 6 parking spaces. Each one will be a different park. The one we're standing in front of right now will be the City Smart space. So not only will we be signing up people for our program, we're also going to have some nice fresh sod laid out. We're going to have a hammock.
You're actually going to lay out grass?
Yes.
That's kind of awesome.
It's kind of awesome, and it's not just here. It's, you know, in 50 cities all over the world, there are going to be parking spots filled with grass and other things. So you can see we're making our way to a nice parking spot that on Friday will be the site of the Boston Hoop Troops Park, and they will be hula hooping, and they will invite you to hula hoop with them.
Okay, so there's going to be hula hooping here in this parking space. Next to the traffic.
Right.
Strikes me as a little dangerous.
They'll set up a barrier between the traffic lane and the parking lane.
Ah.
So it mostly will be a visual barrier.
It might just be that for a person of my coordination, any hula hooping looks dangerous.
The next parking spot we're going to is the swing dancing spot. Several friends who practice something called Lindy bombing, a sort of guerrilla Lindy hopping that they do randomly in the streets. They're going to be taking over a parking spot, turning it into a park, right in front of the University Hall here. In thinking about facilitating parking spots in North Cambridge, we were concerned that maybe the local businesses would feel that taking away parking, even just for a day, might hurt business. But we were so happy to find that the local business owners were really supportive because they know that people who are walking in their neighborhood really do support their business, and something like Parking Day really will increase traffic.
Well, thanks for walking around with me, guys. It sounds like fun.
Thank you.
So Parking Day happens tomorrow in the Porter Square area of Cambridge. It's obviously a very Cambridge kind of thing to do, but also in Brookline too, right, Adam?
Yeah, along Harvard Street in Coolidge Corner. They're actually building a mini beach in front of the Friendlies there with water and sand and palm trees.
Oh, just imagine if there weren't all those cars that needed all those parking spaces, we could have more of these ex-parking lot beaches in
Indeed.
The middle of the city. Adam Ragusa, thanks for the preview.
You bet.